The Sun Valley Resort area is known for its star-studded guests, great skiing, and a beautiful backdrop. But each fall, during the second weekend of October, sheep become the stars of the area with the annual Trailing of the Sheep Festival. This coming weekend will be the festival's 22nd year, which celebrates the more than 150-year tradition of moving sheep from high mountain summer pastures down through the valley to traditional winter grazing land. You just heard a little bit of the festival there. The founders of the festival, Diane and John Peavy, are joining me live by telephone to talk more about this year's event. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Well, for people who have not attended the festival before, explain to them what it is and how you started this two decades ago.
Well, it's an annual migration that sheep ranchers all across the West practice. You go up in the summertime to higher elevation, and then before winter sets in, you retrace your route and go down to the lowlands in the winter.
And so what you did then is you decided to really, really celebrate this, and you call this living history. And Diane, tell me why, you know, that because that's a very important piece of this is you really are witnessing history in a lot of ways. And do we have Diane there? Or John, can you talk about that?
Yes, here I am.
Oh, hi, Diane.
Hi, I've been on the line, sorry.
Oh, no worries.
The important part of this is, as John said, we move the sheep seasonally, and we've done this for probably centuries, but at least since probably John Haley brought the first sheep in here in 1860s. But the important part of this is, even if no one showed up, even if there were no festival, we would be doing this anyway, because this is how we work with sheep. This is what you do if you're in sheep ranching, especially in Idaho.
And what's really interesting to me is it's always fun to see the pictures and the video every year, because these sheep literally come down the main street in Ketchum.
1,500 sheep come down through town.
They haven't seen 25 people all summer, and they come around the curve from the cemetery in Ketchum and look at 25,000 people.
and they still stay in place.
They decide maybe they want to go down this alley with all these people on both sides of the road.
And Diane, tell me about the festival itself, because it's a five-day festival. And
it is.
So talk about some of the things that go on during
well,
the 5 days.
There's a lot that happens. We start with a couple of nights of films. And this year on Thursday, we're actually showing the film we showed last year because it was sold out and so many people wanted to see it. It's been produced by a man from Lahore, India, and it's a story about his sister, who is the last shepherdess of the glaciers. And she runs her sheep all by herself through all the seasons, including heavy winters, through the high Himalaya mountains. It's a spectacular movie. The scenery alone is so beautiful, but the story of these villagers and this woman in particular herding all of these sheep through this incredible territory. That's going to happen on Thursday. We also have several farm-to-table dinners where we serve lamb and local foods for our guests to try. Those are ticketed and already, I'm sorry to say, Thursday is sold out, but that's something to think about if you're coming another mm-hmm. year.
And we also,
on Friday, is our first really big event, and that's Friday evening, when we have our storytelling event. And I'll just stop and say briefly that when we first decided that maybe we had a festival here, we framed it around three specific events. First of all was to a storytelling event that would capture as much of our history and talk to as many of our people and friends in sheep ranching, all aspects of sheep, people even who open their doors and watch them sheep go down their road, and collect the stories of sheep ranching in this area. So we now have over 21 years of stories collected from all kinds of families and friends, and it really is in itself a history of the sheep ranching in this area.
And when does the actual trailing of the sheep happen through Ketchum?
Happens on Sunday. But before that, I would add that we have a huge festival, a fair in Haley on Saturday with numerous vendors. We shear sheep. We have musicians. The whole second part of this festival is based on celebrating the cultures that go into sheep ranching. And there we have both, we have Scottish bagpipers, we have Basque dancers, the Onkari come over from Boise, and we have Peruvians that play music and dance throughout the day and show their culture off. We have foods all day long, different booths selling different kinds of lamb dishes.
And for people
and on Sunday, we do have the parade.
And for people that don't know, really quickly.
And in conjunction with all that Diane was talking about, we have dogs, border collies, herding, demonstrating how they herd sheep with just whistle commands, picking up five sheep and then driving them through gates and penning them over a half-mile course. It's people love that part of the festival, too.
Well, I want to thank both of you for chatting with me about this today. And for people that aren't aware, this festival is actually from MSN.com. They call this one of the top 10 fall festivals in the world. So I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking with me today, John and Diane Peavy. They are the founders of the Trailing of the Sheep Festival in Sun Valley. It begins this Thursday, goes through Sunday. Thank you both for taking some time today to chat.
Emma, thank you. And please know there's so much more than we were even able to touch on interview.
Absolutely. We will make sure we've got information up on our website. So thank you both very much.